your sure foundation, and give thanks to Him. Continue to build a mindset of thanksgiving as you strengthen this bond with Christ.
August 9th. Wear my robe of righteousness with ease. I custom made it for you to cover you from head to toe. The price I paid for this covering was astronomical, my own blood. You could never purchase such a royal garment, no matter how hard you worked. Sometimes you forget that my righteousness is a gift, and you feel ill at ease in your own regal robe. I weep when I see you squirming under the velvety fabric, as if it were made of scratchy sackcloth. I want you to trust me enough to realize your privileged position in my kingdom. Relax in the luxuriant folds of your magnificent robe. Keep your eyes on me as you practice walking in this garment of righteousness. When your behavior is unfitting for one in my kingdom, do not try to throw off your royal robe. Instead, throw off the unrighteous behavior. Then you will be able to feel at ease in this glorious garment, enjoying the gift I fashioned for you before the foundation of the world.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about your place in God's kingdom.
I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24.
Consider how the challenges of this world can affect which decisions you make in life. Decide to put on God's robe of righteousness to equip you and cover you as God's beloved child. Whenever you feel vulnerable or exposed, remember this precious gift He has given to you and how you can confidently go forward as a treasured part of His kingdom.
August 10th. Relax in my healing, holy presence. Allow me to transform you through this time alone with me. As your thoughts center more and more on me, trust displaces fear and worry. Your mind is somewhat like a seesaw. As your trust in me goes up, fear and worry automatically go down. Time spent with me not only increases your trust, it also helps you discern what is important and what is not. Energy and time are precious, limited entities. Therefore, you need to use them wisely, focusing on what is truly important. As you walk close to me, saturating your mind with Scripture, I will show you how to spend your time and energy. My word is a lamp to your feet. My presence is a light for your path.
Ponder the following scripture about investing time in God.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 16. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105.
Give thought to how you prioritize your day. Recognize that God helps you discern what is important and what is not. Find comfort that God is helping you protect your time and energy each day.
August 11th. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. This is my continual invitation to you, proclaimed in holy whispers. When your heart and mind are quiet, you can hear me inviting you to draw near. Coming close to me requires no great effort on your part. It is more like ceasing to resist the magnetic pull of my love. Open yourself to my loving presence so that I may fill you with my fullness. I want you to experience how wide and long and high and deep is my love for you, so that you can know my love that surpasses knowledge. This vast ocean of love cannot be measured or explained, but it can be experienced.
Reflect on these words from Scripture about Christ's Spirit.
The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. John chapter 6, verse 37. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19.
Consider the power of continuous prayer to carry you throughout your day. As you realize that God wishes you to experience the vastness of His love, allow yourself to respond. Thank Him for opening you to His loving presence and for filling you with His fullness.
August 12th. Come to me when you are weak and weary. Rest snugly in my everlasting arms. I do not despise your weakness, my child. Actually, it draws me closer to you, because weakness stirs up my compassion, my yearning to help you. Accept yourself in your weariness, knowing that I understand how difficult your journey has been. Do not compare yourself with others who seem to skip along their life paths with ease. Their journeys have been different from yours, and I have gifted them with abundant energy. I have gifted you with fragility, providing opportunities for your spirit to blossom in my presence. Accept this gift as a sacred treasure, delicate yet glowing with brilliant light. Rather than struggling to disguise or deny your weakness, allow me to bless you richly through it.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about the Lord's compassion in your weakness.
A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
Consider those moments when you feel weak and weary, and what your responses are to these times. Recognize that God calls us to accept our fragility and even view it positively as a way to blossom in His presence. Instead of getting stirred up with ways to become stronger, Accept God's compassion and willingness to help you in your times of weakness.
August 13th. Learn to enjoy life more. Relax, remembering that I am God with you. I crafted you with enormous capacity to know me and enjoy my presence. When my people wear sour faces and walk through their lives with resigned rigidity, I am displeased. When you walk through a day with childlike delight, savoring every blessing, you proclaim your trust in me, your ever-present shepherd. The more you focus on my presence with you, the more fully you can enjoy life. Glorify me through your pleasure in me. Thus you proclaim my presence to the watching world.
Listen to the following words from Scripture and see that the Lord is your shepherd.
The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John chapter 10, verses 10 through 11.
Think about where you are on the spectrum of enjoying life. Remember that God is the one who created you to have an enormous capacity to enjoy Him and His presence. Ask God to increase your joy as you focus on Him more fully, and watch the benefits of your new focus pour onto others as well.
August 14th. I am yours for all eternity. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is and was and is to come. The world you inhabit is a place of constant changes, more than your mind can absorb without going into shock. Even the body you inhabit is changing relentlessly, in spite of modern science's attempts to prolong youth and life indefinitely. I, however, am the same yesterday and today and forever, because I never change. Your relationship with me provides a rock-solid foundation for your life. I will never leave your side. When you move on from this life to the next, my presence beside you will shine brighter with each step. You have nothing to fear, because I am with you for all time and throughout eternity.
Consider the following words from the Scripture about our God, who is never changing.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing you will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. Psalm 102, verses 25 through 27. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even to the end. Psalm 48, verse 14.
Consider how you deal with a world that is ever changing around you. Take comfort that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Allow yourself to tap into this sure foundation to keep you grounded in the midst of change.
August 15th. I am the God of all time and all that is. Seek me not only in morning quietness, but consistently throughout the day. Do not let unexpected problems distract you from my presence. Instead, talk with me about everything and watch confidently to see what I will do. Adversity need not interrupt your communion with me. When things go wrong, you tend to react as if you're being punished. Instead of this negative response, try to view difficulties as blessings in disguise. Make me your refuge by pouring out your heart to me, trusting in me at all times.
Ponder the following words from Scripture about handling unexpected problems.
Evening, morning, and noon I cry out in distress, and He hears my voice. Psalm 55, verse 17. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. Psalm 32, verse 6. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62, verse 8.
Think about the way you handle moments of unexpected adversity. Resist the tendency to be diverted from your walk with God or feel like you are being punished by the events that have occurred. Look to God and communicate with Him about what you're feeling. Let Him assure you that you are precious to Him.
August 16th. Meet me in early morning splendor. I eagerly await you here. In the stillness of this holy time with me, I renew your strength and saturate you with peace. While others turn over for extra sleep or anxiously tune in to the latest news, you commune with the Creator of the universe. I have awakened in your heart strong desire to know me. This longing originated in me, though it now burns brightly in you. When you seek my face in response to my love call, both of us are blessed. This is a deep mystery, designed more for your enjoyment than for your understanding. I am not a dour God who discourages pleasure. I delight in your enjoyment of everything that is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Think on these things, and my light in you will shine brighter day by day.
Ruminate on the following words from Scripture about God's delight in you.
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. Psalm 27, verse 4. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
Ponder the notion that God enjoys spending time with you and delights when you seek Him. As you recognize that God has instilled a desire in your heart to know Him, follow that longing to commune with Him more. This week, make a stronger effort to participate with God as He designs this interaction for your enjoyment.
August 17th. Find me in the midst of the maelstrom. Sometimes events whirl around you so quickly that they become a blur. Whisper my name in recognition that I am still with you. Without skipping a beat in the activities that occupy you, you find strength and peace through praying my name. Later, when the happenings have run their course, you can talk with me more fully. Accept each day just as it comes to you. Do not waste your time with energy wishing for a different set of circumstances. Instead, trust me enough to yield to my design and purposes. Remember, that nothing can separate you from my loving presence. You are mine.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about belonging to Christ.
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by my name. You are mine. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1.
Think about how you respond in a restless, disordered state of affairs when nothing seems to be in its place. When you recognize that your first go-to in these moments is to whisper Jesus' name, you'll find strength to handle the maelstrom. Give thanks to God for the promise of His eternal commitment as He stands by your side in every circumstance.
August 18th. Expect to encounter adversity in your life, remembering that you live in a deeply fallen world. Stop trying to find a way that circumvents difficulties. The main problem with an easy life is that it masks your need for me. When you become a Christian, I infuse my very life into you, empowering you to live on a supernatural plane by depending on me. Anticipate coming face to face with impossibilities, situations totally beyond your ability to handle. This awareness of your inadequacy is not something you should try to evade. It is precisely where I want you, the best place to encounter me in my glory and power. When you see armies of problems marching toward you, cry out to me. Allow me to fight for you. Watch me working on your behalf as you rest in the shadow of my almighty presence.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's power and glory.
After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Revelation chapter 19, verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1.
Give thought to how you handle problems that seemingly have no visible solution. As you realize that not all problems are solvable, consider shifting from trying to fix them to crying out to God for help. Give thanks and praise that He hears you and that His almighty presence fights on your behalf.
August 19th. I continually call you to closeness with me. I know the depth and breadth of your need for me. I can read the emptiness of your thoughts when they wander away from me. I offer rest for your soul as well as refreshment for your mind and body. As you increasingly find fulfillment in me, other pleasures become less important. Knowing me intimately is like having a private wellspring of joy within you. This spring flows freely from my throne of grace, so your joy is independent of circumstances. Waiting in my presence keeps you connected to me, aware of all that I offer you. If you feel any deficiency, you need to refocus your attention on me. This is how you trust me in the moments of your life.
Consider the following words from Scripture about trust.
But I have stilled and quieted my voice like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Psalm 131, verse 2. Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. Psalm 21, verse 6. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Psalm 37, verse 7.
Contemplate what you think the keys to creating trust are for you. As you muse about what trust means to you, consider that having a deeply close relationship with someone is the foundation of trust. Give thanks to God that He chooses to know you intimately, allowing you to trust Him wholly.
August 20th. I am a God who heals. I heal broken bodies, broken minds, broken hearts, broken lives, and broken relationships. My very presence has immense healing powers. You cannot live close to me without experiencing some degree of healing. However, it is also true that you have not because you ask not. You receive the healing that flows naturally from my presence, whether you seek it or not. But there is more, much more, available to those who ask. The first step in receiving healing is to live ever so close to me. The benefits of this practice are too numerous to list. As you grow more and more intimate with me, I reveal my will to you more directly. When the time is right, I prompt you to ask for healing of some brokenness in you or in another person. The healing may be instantaneous, or it may be a process. That is up to me. Your part is to trust me fully and to thank me for the restoration that has begun. I rarely heal all the brokenness in a person's life. Even my servant Paul was told, "My grace is sufficient for you," when he sought healing for the thorn in his flesh. Nonetheless, much healing is available to those whose lives are intimately interwoven with mine. Ask, and you will receive.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about healing from God.
Ye have not, because ye ask not. James chapter 4, verse 2. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7.
Think about what may be causing you suffering and how God is walking you through it. Recognize that sometimes healing is a process, and you find the will to go on through God's promise of restoration. Be deliberate about giving thanks to God for this process, and continue to trust Him along the way.
August 21st. Wait with me for a while. I have much to tell you. You are walking along the path I have chosen for you. It is both a privileged and a perilous way. Experiencing my glorious presence and heralding that reality to others. Sometimes you feel presumptuous to be carrying out such an assignment. Do not worry about what other people think of you. The work I am doing in you is hidden at first, but eventually blossoms will burst forth and abundant fruit will be born. Stay on the path of life with me. Trust me wholeheartedly, letting my spirit fill you with joy and peace.
Consider the following words from Scripture about God's path for your life.
O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants who continue wholeheartedly in your way. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23.
Think about the path you are on and the work Christ has done in your life. As you recognize how experiencing His presence and walking with Him is a challenge and a privilege, watch to see which fruit will be born from the work God is doing in you. Thank Him for filling your spirit with joy and peace.
August 22nd. Trust me and don't be afraid. I want you to view trials as exercises designed to develop your trust muscles. You live in the midst of fierce spiritual battles, and fear is one of Satan's favorite weapons. When you start to feel afraid, affirm your trust in me. Speak out loud if your circumstances permit. Resist the devil in my name, and he will slink away from you. Refresh yourself in my holy presence. Speak or sing praises to me, and my face will shine radiantly upon you. Remember that there is no condemnation for those who belong to me. You have been judged not guilty for all eternity. Trust me, and don't be afraid, for I am your strength, song, and salvation.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about resisting fear.
Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2.
Think about your response to fear and if it has ever overtaken your life. Internalize how important it is for you to affirm your trust in God when you are afraid. Thank Him for being your strength, song, and salvation from fear.
August 23rd. Entrust your loved ones to me. Release them into my protective care. They are much safer with me than in your clinging hands. If you let a loved one become an idol in your heart, you endanger that one as well as yourself. Remember the extreme measures I used with Abraham and Isaac. I took Isaac to the very point of death to free Abraham from sun worship. Both Abraham and Isaac suffered terribly because of the father's undisciplined emotions. I detest idolatry, even in the form of parental love. When you release loved ones to me, you are free to cling to my hand. As you entrust others into my care, I am free to shower blessings on them. My presence will go with them wherever they go, and I will give them rest. This same presence stays with you as you relax and place your trust in me. Watch to see what I will do.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about worry.
When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 through 12. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Exodus chapter 33, verse 14.
Give thought to how much time you spend worrying about loved ones. and if it has any positive effect on what you're worrying about. Examine your concerns and release them to God so that your mind may rest. Lift up a prayer that you will be able to see where the Lord is working in your loved ones' lives.
August 24th. I am all around you, hovering over you even as you seek my face. I am nearer than you dare believe, closer than the air you breathe. If my children could only recognize my presence, they would never feel lonely again. I know every thought before you think it, every word before you speak it. My presence impinges on your innermost being. Can you see the absurdity of trying to hide anything from me? You can easily deceive other people and even yourself, but I read you like an open, large print book. Deep within themselves, most people have some awareness of my imminent presence. Many people run from me and vehemently deny my existence because my closeness terrifies them. But my own children have nothing to fear, for I have cleansed them by my blood and clothed them in my righteousness. Be blessed by my intimate nearness. Since I live in you, let me also live through you, shining my light into the darkness.
Consider these words from Scripture about God's presence.
O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 4. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
Think about the qualities of a friend who really knows you. Recognize that God is unfathomably closer to you than any other person could ever be, and determine to embrace this intimacy. Live in the light of being known fully, and rejoice in His commitment to every detail of your life.
August 25th. I am the eternal I Am. I always have been, and I always will be. In my presence, you experience love and light, peace and joy. I am intimately involved in all your moments, and I am training you to be aware of me at all times. Your assignment is to collaborate with me in this training process. I have taken up residence within you. I am central in your innermost being. Your mind goes off in tangents from its holy center time after time. Don't be alarmed by your inability to remain focused on me. Simply bring your thoughts gently back to me each time they wander. The quickest way to redirect your mind to me is to whisper my name.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about awareness toward God.
God said to Moses, "I am who I am." This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I Am has sent me to you. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives within you? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. The Lord confides in those who fear Him. He makes His covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only He will release my feet from the snare. Psalm 25, verses 14 through 15.
Examine yourself to see if you tend to have wandering thoughts. Confess this tendency to God and ask Him to help you redirect yourself back to Him. Give Him thanks for being central to your life and thank Him for patiently training you to focus on Him.
August 26th. Trust in me in the midst of a messy day. Your inner calm, your peace in my presence, need not be shaken by what is going on around you. Though you live in this temporal world, your innermost being is rooted and grounded in eternity. When you start to feel stressed, detach yourself from the disturbances around you. Instead of desperately striving to maintain order and control in your little world, relax and remember that circumstances cannot touch my peace. Seek my face, and I will share my mind with you, opening your eyes to see things from my perspective. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. The peace I give is sufficient for you.
Consider the following words from Scripture about the peace of Christ.
I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John chapter 16, verse 33. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Psalm 105, verse 4. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27.
Give thought to the messes in your life and how you go about cleaning them up. Accept that the world will always be a messy place, and take measures to detach yourself from the chaos instead of getting caught up trying to maintain order. Thank the Lord for reminding you that no amount of organizing will ever be able to bring you the peace that spending time with the Father will.
August 27th. Spend time with me for the pure pleasure of being in my company. I can brighten up the dullest of gray days. I can add sparkle to the routines of daily life. You have to repeat so many tasks day after day. This monotony can dull your thinking until your mind slips into neutral. A mind that is unfocused is vulnerable to the world, the flesh, and the devil, all of which exert a downward pull on your thoughts. As your thinking processes deteriorate, you become increasingly confused and directionless. The best remedy is to refocus your mind and heart on me, your constant companion. Even the most confusing day opens up before you as you go step by step with me. My presence goes with you wherever you go, providing light for your path.
Consider these words from Scripture about God's companionship.
Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Psalm 63, verses 7 through 8. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119, verse 105.
Ponder the benefits of enjoying the world with a companion. Acknowledge that you have been blessed to have companionship with God. Thank Him that He leads you step by step, and that His company brightens your day.
August 28th. Grow strong in the light of my presence. As my face shines upon you, you receive nutrients that enhance your growth in grace. I designed you to commune with me face to face, and this interaction strengthens your soul. Such communion provides a tiny glimpse of what awaits you in heaven, where all barriers between you and my glory will be removed. This meditative time with me blesses you doubly. You experience my presence here and now, and you are refreshed by the hope of heaven, where you will know me in ecstatic joy.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about the light of God's presence.
Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4, verses 6 through 8. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Revelation chapter 21, verse 23.
Take a look at whether or not you think you are spiritually well nourished. As you recognize the attributes of a person growing closer to God, you'll find strength for your soul. Be deliberate about spending meditative time with God daily, and be refreshed and nourished by the light of His presence.
August 29th. Demonstrate your trust in me by sitting quietly in my presence. Put aside all that is waiting to be done and refuse to worry about anything. This sacred time together strengthens you and prepares you to face whatever the day will bring. By waiting with me before you begin the day's activities, you proclaim the reality of my living presence. This act of faith, waiting before working, is noted in the spirit world, where your demonstration of trust weakens principalities and powers of darkness. The most effective way to resist evil is to draw near me. When you need to take action, I will guide you clearly through my spirit and my word. The world is so complex and overstimulating that you can easily lose your sense of direction. Doing countless unnecessary activities will dissipate your energy. When you spend time with me, I restore your sense of direction. As you look to me for guidance, I enable you to do less but accomplish more.
Ponder these words from Scripture about waiting on the Lord.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds! Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?" Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 25. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3.
Ponder what you do with your time before the work of the day begins. Decide to start your work day by preceding it with a time of waiting on the Lord. Watch to see how the Lord provides His direction toward your accomplishments.
August 30th. There is no place so desolate that you cannot find me there. When Hagar fled from her mistress Sarah into the wilderness, she thought she was utterly alone and forsaken. But Hagar encountered me in that desolate place. There she addressed me as the living one who sees me. Through that encounter with my presence, she gained courage to return to her mistress. No set of circumstances could ever isolate you from my loving presence. Not only do I see you always, I see you as a redeemed saint, gloriously radiant in my righteousness. That is why I take great delight in you and rejoice over you with singing.
Consider the following words from Scripture about being alone.
So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her. "You are a God of seeing," for she said, "Have I not even here in the wilderness looked upon him who sees me and lived? Or have I here also seen the future purposes or designs of him who sees me?" Therefore the well was called Behaloroi, a well to the living one who sees me. Genesis chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
Think about how you deal with feelings of loneliness. Try to see that there could be a purpose to finding yourself in a solitary place, potentially to let God renew your heart and mind. Give thanks to the Lord that no matter how lonely you feel, He will never leave you or forsake you.
August 31st. Grow strong in your weakness. Some of my children I've gifted with abundant strength and stamina. Others, like you, have received the humble gift of frailty. Your fragility is not a punishment, nor does it indicate lack of faith. On the contrary, weak ones like you must live by faith, depending on me to get you through the day. I am developing your ability to trust me, to lean on me, rather than on your understanding. Your natural preference is to plan out your day, knowing what will happen when. My preference is for you to depend on me continually, trusting me to guide you and strengthen you as needed. This is how you grow strong in your weakness.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture and have faith in the Lord.
Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31.
Consider the notion that in weakness we can become strong. Acknowledge that whatever level of strength and stamina you've been given, you will do much more when you trust and lean on God. Make a choice to depend on God continually and see strength grow out of weakness.
September 1st. Seek me with your whole being. I desire to be found by you, and I orchestrate the events of your life with that purpose in mind. When things go well and you are blessed, you can feel me smiling on you. When you encounter rough patches along your life journey, trust that my light is still shining upon you. My reasons for allowing these adversities may be shrouded in mystery, but my continual presence with you is an absolute promise. Seek me in good times. Seek me in hard times. You will find me watching over you all the time.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about adversity.
But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find Him if you look for Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. The Lord watches over all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. Psalm 145, verse 20.
Think about a rough patch you've had recently. Be comforted that even during these times, you can trust that God's light is still shining on you. Lift a prayer of thanks that He is always watching over you in good times and bad.
September 2nd. Living in dependence on me is a glorious adventure. Most people scurry around busily, trying to accomplish things through their own strength and ability. Some succeed enormously. Others fail miserably. But both groups miss what life is meant to be, living and working in collaboration with me. When you depend on me continually, your whole perspective changes. You see miracles happening all around, while others see only natural occurrences and coincidences. You begin each day with joyful expectation, watching to see what I will do. You accept weakness as a gift from me, knowing that my power plugs in most readily to consecrated weakness. You keep your plans tentative, knowing that my plans are far superior. You consciously live, move, and have your being in me, desiring that I live in you. I in you and you in me. This is the intimate adventure I offer you.
Consider the following words from Scripture about God's power.
But He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. For in Him we live and move and have our being. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. John chapter 14, verse 20.
Give thought to the moments of weakness you have and how they affect you. Ask God to show you how to accept weakness as a gift from Him, and understand that your shortcomings better enable you to channel His power. Thank Him for allowing you to depend on Him.
September 3rd. Let the dew of my presence refresh your mind and heart. So many, many things vie for your attention in this complex world of instant communication. The world has changed enormously since I first gave the command to be still and know that I am God. However, this timeless truth is essential for the well-being of your soul. As dew refreshes grass and flowers during the stillness of the night, so my presence revitalizes you as you sit quietly with me. A refreshed, revitalized mind is able to sort out what is important and what is not. In its natural condition, your mind easily gets stuck on trivial matters. Like the spinning wheels of a car trapped in mud, the cogs of your brain spin impotently when you focus on a trivial thing. As soon as you start communicating with me about the matter, your thoughts gain traction and you can move on to more important things. Communicate with me continually, and I will put my thoughts into your mind.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about being refreshed.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46, verse 10. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Luke chapter 10, verses 39 through 42. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33.
Consider what you need to refresh you and to start a brand new day. Acknowledge that a fresh, revitalized mind is able to sort out what is important and what is not. Remember that God's presence in our lives is vital to our refreshment, and thank Him for putting His thoughts in your mind to take on the day.
September 4th. In closeness to me, you are safe. In the intimacy of my presence, you are energized. No matter where you are in the world, you know you belong when you sense my nearness. Ever since the fall, man has experienced a gaping emptiness that only my presence can fill. I designed you for close communication with your Creator. How I enjoyed walking in the garden with Adam and Eve before the evil one deceived them. When you commune with me in the garden of your heart, both you and I are blessed. This is my way of living in the world, through you. Together, we will push back the darkness, for I am the light of the world.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about belonging.
You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Psalm 32, verse 7. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 9. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John chapter 8, verse 12.
Contemplate where you think your sense of belonging in this world comes from. Realize that in closeness to God, you will always find a sense of safety and belonging. Give thanks that God is actively pushing back the darkness with His eternal light.
September 5th. I am your best friend, as well as your king. Walk hand in hand with me through your life. Together we will face whatever each day brings: pleasures, hardships, adventures, disappointments. Nothing is wasted when it is shared with me. I can bring beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams. I can glean joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity. Only a friend who is also the King of Kings could accomplish this divine alchemy. There is no other like me. The friendship I offer you is practical and down to earth, yet it is saturated with heavenly glory. Living in my presence means living in two realms simultaneously: the visible world and unseen eternal reality. I have equipped you to stay conscious of me while walking along dusty, earthbound paths.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about Jesus as your friend.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. John chapter 15, verses 13 through 15. And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10.
Think about the qualities that embody a true friend. Rejoice in the knowledge that you have the King of Kings as your best friend. Give thanks to Jesus for a friendship that transcends all other friendships and brings a heavenly joy to your earthly perspective.
September 6th. Do everything in dependence on me. The desire to act independently, apart from me, springs from the root of pride. Self-sufficiency is subtle, insinuating its way into your thoughts and actions without you realizing it. But apart from me, you can do nothing, that is nothing, of eternal value. My deepest desire for you is that you learn to depend on me in every situation. I move heaven and earth to accomplish this purpose, but you must collaborate with me in this training. Teaching you would be simple if I negated your free will or overwhelmed you with my power. However, I love you too much to withdraw the godlike privilege I bestowed on you as my image bearer. Use your freedom wisely by relying on me constantly. Thus you enjoy my presence and my peace.
Look to the following words from Scripture about dependence.
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27.
Examine how self-sufficient you believe you are. Acknowledge the tendency you may have to act independently, and realize, apart from God, you can do nothing. Ask God to help you use your freedom wisely and rely on Him constantly.
September 7th. Enjoy the warmth of my presence shining upon you. Feel your face tingle as you bask in my love light. I delight in you more than you can imagine. I approve of you continuously, for I see you cloaked in my light, arrayed in my righteousness. There is no condemnation for those who are clothed in me. That is why I abhor the use of guilt as a means of motivation among Christians.